This is the Medical Minute. I'm Dr. Ford Vox. If you're somebody like me who watched TV back in the 1980s, you may have noticed that heart attacks used to be commonplace.
If there's a doctor in the house, get up here quick. Clayton's having a heart attack.
That was J.R. Ewing grabbing the mic at the Oil Baron's Ball in a 1983 episode of Dallas. But starting in 1987, a remarkable new class of medication came on the scene called statins. These drugs actually slow your body's production of cholesterol and help you break down lipids in your bloodstream. Today, about 23 million Americans take statins like Lipitor and Crestor, and they're a crucial reason why deaths from cardiovascular disease have dropped almost by half since the 1980s. You know, we could get that rate even lower, but almost 30 million Americans who need these drugs aren't taking them. One of the biggest problems with folks staying on statins or starting them in the first place is fear of side effects. Statins do come with a small rate of adverse reactions like bouts of muscle aches and pains, but these side effects are vastly overplayed online. The web is rife with anti-statin conspiracy theorists who argue that the drugs are more dangerous than your doctor will tell you, or that cholesterol isn't a factor in heart disease. In carefully controlled studies where people don't know whether they're taking a statin or not, the side effects are minuscule. But in daily practice, suddenly everyone's worrying about muscle aches. We're probably falling prey to the so-called nocebo effect. That's the opposite of a placebo effect. A new study crunches the numbers on just how important these drugs are to our health. Folks who stop a statin due to a side effect and never start back again are up to 20% more likely to suffer a heart attack, stroke, or die. I recommend we exercise, eat right, and take statins if we need them. And let's leave Dallas in the past.